Finally this hour, the man known as the father of loud died this morning in Britain. Jim Marshall was the man behind the Marshall Amp, the guitar amplifier that helped shape the sound of rock and roll and channel the anger of a generation.
After World War II, Marshall learned to play drums, and he opened a music shop. Aspiring musicians of all kinds, including guitarists, began hanging out and inspired him to create the Marshall Amp. They wanted it to be affordable, more accessible, more aggressive than the American-made Fender.
In a 1993 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, Marshall's regular customer, Pete Townsend of The Who, remembered how it all began.
I realized at that moment that what was actually happening was that I was demanding a more powerful machine gun. And Jim Marshall was going to build it for me. And then we were going to go out and blow people away all around the world.
Legend has it that Townsend was the first to play with the prototype amp when it was being designed. Here's Nick Bocut of Marshall Amplifiers.
They all basically heard three chords and went, that's it. That's the Marshall sound.
In 1962, they began selling the amps in Marshall's shop. And soon they stood behind nearly every great rock guitarist you can think of from the 1960s and 70s. Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, and Pete Townsend, as well as some from the next generation, Yngwie Malmsteen.
Malmsteen is famous for his playing as well as for the wall of Marshall amps he uses on stage.
Here's the thing with the Marshall, even no matter what you do with it, you know, it's magical, you know. It's magical.
In one of rock's iconic moments, Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire in front of Marshall stacks in the Monterey International Pop Festival in 1967.
Hendrix picked up the flaming guitar and started to swing it. He hit a mic stand, bashed the guitar against the floor, smashing it to pieces. The only thing Hendrix appears keen not to destroy is Marshall amp. Jim Marshall died this morning in England. He was 88 years old. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.